Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Aubrey, Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
This is Matt.
Hey, Matt. It's Aubrey, here with Local Splash.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I wanted to get in touch with you here. I did have some things come across my desk here. I just want to go over a few clarifying details with you here regarding, you know, a couple of the things that you had some concerns about. Can you go over a couple of those with me here real quick?
I'm driving in bumper-to-bumper traffic, so...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, okay. Yeah, safety first.
If you're quick, yes. If not, then, you know, probably call me tomorrow.
Okay. The first things first, I do want to go over, like, the call tracking. I know there was a really big concern in terms of your call tracking number there. I do want to clarify, this is not taking away any of your analytics, okay? The call tracking is included in your partnership. So this is a Google-endorsed best practice for growth-focused businesses. So the way it works, right, we provision a unique local number and then promote it everywhere we market you, right? So every call, that number is tracked, recorded, and reported in your dashboard, right, so that you know exactly which leads came from our work. So you gain insight into the call quality and job opportunities. It minimizes spam.
That's not accurate, though, because I got a phone call in last week from a customer who was referred by a remodel job that we did local in Crosby, and they looked us up on Google because they got our name from Google, and they hit the call button. It wasn't from your marketing, but it came in as a local splash deal. Now, when y'all took my number down from the Google page completely, which was not what I was under the impression you were doing, you took away my ability to track what comes in on my number versus what comes in on your number. The only reason I know that for a fact is that I had to ask questions, which I ask questions to every customer when they come in. So that one specifically, the most recent, the only phone call we've gotten since that point, was a local referral from a local project we did, and the only reason they looked us up on Google was because they got our name from a local client. But it showed up as a local splash deal. So for local splash to take credit for that, it's a little bit untrue, which is part of the problem that I have with it. And I wasn't interested in having my number taken completely off of our site. That was not what we agreed to that day. You said you were going to be running analytics with your own number so you could track what comes in from y'all. You never said that we were going to take my number completely down. They took my number completely off my Google page and just put their phone number on there. Now, the odds are somebody could click either number at that point in time, which makes it very confusing, but I don't see a value in the service when it's a referral from a project that we've already done. I see a value based on marketing, like we were told, but when you take my number completely off of there, how do I know, right? Without having to go through a series of questions of, hey, how did you find this? Oh, well, we found you through this deal, which is fine. I don't mind asking those questions, but in all clear honesty, the only phone call that we've gotten that shows up at the local splash deal wasn't a local splash deal. We've been in business 16 years, and we have a tremendous word of mouth, because we do premium quality work, and we do a great job at what we do.
Absolutely.
But if every customer that goes to my Google page, whether or not they were from your marketing or from a referral, clicks your phone number, it's going to show up at the local splash deal because that's what it showed up as. The call was recorded. There was a benefit to the call being recorded because I could hardly understand the lady and I had a hard time getting the address, but then I ended up going
right
back to the recorded call and finding it. So, yes, there was a benefit. However, it wasn't from your marketing. So it's a little bit deceiving based on what y'all told me. Because nobody told me we were taking my phone number down that I've had on my page forever at this point, and the same phone number that I've had now for 16 years.
Right, gotcha. Because the calls are supposed to route instantly to your local splash app and the main business line. So if that's not happening.
Which they did. It did, it did route to the main business line. I did take the phone call, but the problem is it shows up like Local Splash, because I saved it into my phone. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't anything that Local Splash generated. It was a referral from a client that we've already had in our system that we already completed work for. They referred a neighbor to the job, and they just didn't give a phone number. They said, yeah, it's Infinity Contracting Services out of Crosby. They Googled Infinity Contracting Services out of Crosby and clicked your phone number. Because I asked the question, well, did y'all see an ad? Because I was thinking, wow, it really is working quickly. But no, it wasn't working quickly. It was just somebody that looked me up based on good reputation. So where I do agree with what you're saying, that's not what happened. And so it is a little deceiving. After I got off the phone with you, I checked out y'all's BBB, which, by the way, was atrocious for your reviews. It seems like a lot of people complain about stuff. Now, I told the lady today, I'm going to give it the next 5 weeks, like I committed to give it 60 days to see what this thing would do. But, I mean, if you're taking credit for the phone calls that we get organically, then that's not the same thing as you generating calls for us, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. So, like I was mentioning a moment ago, the call tracking is specifically designed, right? If we want to remove that, we'll go over that in a moment. I want to make sure the information is clear for it. Is that it's supposed to be meant to record your calls for you. You did get that. It is supposed to record and track your calls. You did get that. And it is supposed to instantly reroute it to your main line for your Local Splash app. So it did do that. So I just want to understand. You want it removed because you don't want it to seem as though Local Splash is getting the credit for the calls coming
in. No, I didn't say I wanted it removed. I said I wanted my phone number back up there, too.
Okay. I just want to make sure it's clear. I know it's been a little bit of a rocky start. I really don't want to have any more of those.
Yeah, well, I mean, at the end of the day, it just boils down to, if Local Splash is getting credit for organic calls, how am I supposed to know that what I'm paying for is working? Does that make sense? Now, I get having two numbers up there makes it a crapshoot, but at the end of the day, I was explaining that we were going to be doing keyword integrations and advertising, and then I was told today that we're only advertising on Facebook, and she said in 3 weeks she'd gotten 36 clicks. Well, I can run an ad on Facebook today and have 36 clicks by the end of the day, so that wasn't very impressive sounding to me at all. But that's the detail that she gave me back today on my service. So I've got to grab this call. Just hold 1 second.
Absolutely. I'll be here. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. There we go. Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. I know it's busy calls and important calls do come in. Again, I want to make sure that everything continues running smoothly. I don't want any more, confusion in terms of the information here. So with your Facebook ads, right, I want to be, clear on the Google advertising, the Yelp listing, being local, Apple Maps, and all of that, right? So your Google first page placement, right, that is still being done, right? That is still the whole point of your first page placement, right? The organic leads, getting the ranking, first page placement. That's still being worked on, right? The duplication GDP, I did see that was also another concern. I will tell you that is almost done being fully removed. It does take a little bit of time for that to happen, but we are at that point. Okay, so that will be removed really soon. Okay. Your Facebook advertising, I can get how the confusion comes into play when you're, dissecting the individual features that we were going over. So all the directory submissions are still happening. Okay. Not just Google, of course, Facebook, Advanced Yelp, Bing Local, Apple Maps. All of those are still happening. Okay. I think the confusion came in with like Yelp ads. That was mentioned in there as well. And Google ads. So sometimes there is some confusion there as well. Google ads is pay-per-click. I'm sure you're aware of that service. The sponsored pay-per-click, yep. Reaching outside of your service area, niche markets, targeting, all of that good stuff. We did not go over Google ads. The reason for that is because I personally, just in my experience, my expertise, for your type of work, doesn't seem as beneficial as it should, right? Like it would for epoxy or like it would for, garage door installers, for example. And we wanted to make sure that you could see the system at work before we did anything like that, right? Because your initial investment, if we added Google Ads in there, Google Ads is an extra $300 because we cap you at your ad spend unless you adjust that. So your initial investment would have been $549, right? We wanted to make sure you could see the system at work before you decide to take on those kind of services. So we are still advertising on Google for your business for first page placement. Not Google Ads, not pay-per-click.
Okay.
Make sense? Okay.
Well, when I spoke with the lady today, she said y'all were not doing anything for Google advertising. So it doesn't make sense from what one person said to the next, but when you explain it the way that you explain it, it does make sense, but at the same time, the last one I just spoke with said the only ads y'all are running are on Facebook, which adds the pay-per-click portion of that, but...
Yeah, the confusion came into the verbiage. I'll put that on us because we, as Google partners, we use Google verbiage all of the time. So when Google advertising is mentioned, all of our brains click immediately to Google Ads, the pay-per-click. We don't tend to realize that when the client says Google advertising, they don't specifically mean pay-per-click. There's a little bit of verbiage there. So I do apologize for that, 100%. I'll put that on us for sure. So in terms of when they say Facebook ads, that is the only ads we're running for you. That's the only pay-per-click we're running for you, if that connects things a little better for you.
That connects things, but I will say, if in 3 weeks the best y'all have done is gotten 36 clicks, I can run an ad on Facebook right now and have 36 clicks by tomorrow morning. So whatever ads y'all are running, which I do have the ability to go preview, I just haven't had a chance to go look at that today after my conversation with her. I will say is I don't see that we're getting much benefit from that Google or the Facebook listing, in my opinion. I've ran several Facebook ads in my history, and I can tell you I get 20,000 impressions in most cases over a 7-day period. Now, it may just be because I'm running a higher dollar amount, but 38 clicks does not sound very strong for 3 weeks. I mean, that's 11, 12 clicks a week?
Yeah, you actually hit the nail right on the head with that last line. We don't want you overextending on spend, right? The whole name of the goal here is to make sure your local area can book business with you. When you up that ad spend, naturally, that does bring in more impressions, more clicks, and things like that. However, in our experience, having a really high Facebook advertising campaign when it comes to pay-per-click looks good on paper and may turn out pretty well in terms of the amount that you spent doing that. But what we're doing here is we want to make sure we keep it in a tight-knit radius, right? A tight-knit area, right? We don't want to extend beyond that. We don't want to extend beyond your actual ad spend. That's why it's like that. Now, you can adjust that, right, to whatever number you wanted. But in a expertise kind of angle, when we're looking at it, the reason we have it set at 100 is because that's the optimal for localized area ads for what you're targeting. If that makes sense.
Oh, I follow you there.
Okay. I know there was something else in here I wanted to touch on. Actually, I think that was almost everything.
Yeah, I think that was everything I was complaining about earlier. My biggest complaint, my biggest problem was pulling my number completely down and then Muzzle Flash taking credit for organic lead at that point in time. I'm stopping at the Sasha's murder. That was my, it wasn't so much as a complaint near as much as it was not explained to me that we were going to pull our local phone number down completely. I understood the part where y'all guys were going to run ads and track your production based on a phone number that would ring to my phone and pop up local splash. I understood that part of it very well. I just didn't understand that we were going to take my phone number completely down from the Google page completely. And without me asking the questions of how you've heard of us and things like that, I don't know how I'm going to track what was organic from our word of mouth and our long-term history in our neighborhoods to what you have done credit for, which as of today...
Okay. Now I'm really, really understanding what you mean in terms of people that call you through word of mouth being tracked as an organic lead through the SEO. Now I get what you're saying. Okay. I gotcha.
I mean, I'm not saying I want y'all to quit, take the phone number down. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it is a little deceiving because technically I've already gotten one local splash phone call, but it was not something that was created by anything local splash was doing. If
now it's call tracking. Okay. I apologize for my misunderstanding of that particular point a little bit earlier. I do apologize for that. Now I'm on board with you here. I'm on track. Because the call tracking number, we do still want you to have that. Did you want us to add the preferred number for there as well?
I wanted to add back our office line of 713-870-7532 back
line.
To our Google page where it shows both that phone number and the phone number y'all have. And, you know, as y'all guys run your advertisement, your SEO search, your keyword search and all that, I'm good with all of that. I just want to know that my phone number is still published because that's a good example. It lists on our business cards. Our business cards list your phone number. They list our office phone number. But yet you go look us up on Google and it's different.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm making notes of all of this while you're explaining it to me, so I apologize if I'm a little quiet.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Now we're getting to the root here. All right. So I'm just making a note for your account management team as well, so that they can get right on that. Okay.
It's continuity.
I'm sorry, you cut out there just a little bit. Can you repeat that for me?
I said it's more about continuity than it is anything else.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to interrupt the workflow or the call flow for sure. All right, perfect. Okay, so I have made that a note for your team. I do wish I could have gotten in contact with you a little earlier today so they can get started on it today, but we've closed the offices about 6 minutes ago, so they'll get started on that first thing in the morning.
That's okay.
So we will have an update for you. I will have an update for you tomorrow as well. I'll send over an email, okay, to make sure we're all on the same page here, okay?
Perfect. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate the phone call tonight, Aubrey.
Absolutely, Matthew. You take care. We'll catch up tomorrow, okay?
Will do. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.